So I did my internship in the summer of 2010, and I got involved because there was some group in UNC called Alianza, and I thought they were an immigrant rights group, so I wanted to check it out. But they were a farm worker rights group. Not that the two are mutually exclusive. So they kept sending out these emails about this internship, Into the Fields internship, and I just kept marketing as read. And I talked to one of the teachers here, Charlie Thompson, and he said, no, yeah, the program is really cool. So then I checked it out. And so I was placed in South Carolina in Charleston with a legal firm called South Carolina Legal Services. So it was two lawyers for the whole state of South Carolina with that firm only. So we were supposed to do outreach. I didn't get to do all that outreach because, like I said, it was only two lawyers for the whole state. But the times I did, it was interesting. And the last day of my internship, I was going to leave early that day. My boss had led me. But I decided to stay because one of the lawyers told me about this call he had gotten from a rehabilitation center that was nearby. What happened was that there was some guy who didn't speak English, and some nurse called the lawyers and said, you know, there's this farm worker here. He needs some type of help. We don't know what to do with him. And so we showed up, and it's this guy, and he's just lying on bed. He doesn't know where he is. He has this metal plate sticking out of his, like, stomach area, holding his organs in place, I think is what he told us. What had happened was that he's a tomato picker, and then, I don't know, he stumbled or something, he fell. And what he was telling us, well, what we found out, or he told us, was that and there was a tractor coming behind him, and the tractor ran over him with the front wheels, but they didn't notice. So they ran over him again with the back wheels. And so they took him to the rehabilitation center. And
so you went in and translated.
Yeah, that was my thing. I was going to go in and just translate.
What was he saying?
He has no idea where he was. Nobody in the center spoke Spanish. So none of his questions were getting answered about why he was there or what was going to happen to him. Eventually, what we did find out was that 2 days later, he was going to go into surgery so they could reconstruct his bladder. And then he was going to get deported. He was here on a worker visa. And he was confused about that. He's like, no, I can't leave. I have to go back to work. I can't be in this place. I need to leave. And it was really crazy because he could not get up. He could not go to the bathroom. They had, like, bags tied into his body, a lot of stuff, you know. But he wanted to go to work. It was crazy. I was like, what? What is going on? This is totally unfair. The guy's not going to pay. He's going to pay for his ticket back, but he's not going to give him, like, any, like, workers' comp because he was here on a visa. He's just going to deport him, and that's it. Whatever happens to this guy, that's it. That's his problem. And that's just ridiculous. I'm a Spanish speaker, and it helped that I could speak Spanish because I could communicate more easily with the people. But yeah, I don't think Hispanic may or may not be an advantage for me. It really didn't feel like one, especially because I was coming from like a top university background, you know, so that really, they didn't know that, and I wouldn't really tell them that, but they sort of expected that. It's weird. There's privilege in being able to do this and be the observer, you know. The environment at Duke is to be as ambitious as possible and get to the top as far as you can. And that's okay. But sometimes that leaves, that like closes doors to other things that you can do. Like this internship that I did, when I was applying to it, I was like, oh, it's a farm worker internship. I don't know if I really want to do it. I had the same misconceptions about it. But like you said, it's really hands-on. If you want to make change, you gotta know exactly what the conditions are that you need to change. So it's just as important, not only for like future, for your resume and stuff, but for you to start understanding how things really work.